On Wednesday, a U.S. Senate committee will take up a bill which would make it much more difficult for Syrian and Iraqi refugees to be resettled in America. The legislation, known as the American Security Against Foreign Enemies Act, was proposed by 8th District North Carolina Congressman Richard Hudson, a Republican whose district stretches from East Charlotte to Lumberton. WFAE's Tom Bullock recently spoke with the congressman about his bill.
The bill, known as the American SAFE Act for short, passed the U.S. House on a bipartisan vote. That was on November 19th, less than a week after the terrorist attacks in Paris. Attacks largely carried out by Europeans, but which may have included some people posing as refugees. Congressman Hudson is quick to point out America's long and proud history of taking refugees and says he understands the plight refugees face today.
These are people that are seeking a better future for themselves and their family. They're seeking safety.
But he says that doesn't mean everyone should be allowed in. I began our interview by asking Hudson exactly what his bill would do.
Well, very simply, the American SAFE Act says that we're going to pause the Syrian and Iraqi refugee program unless and until we can put a process in place that the FBI director is confident that we're doing proper background checks, and secondly, that the Secretary of Homeland Security, along with the Director of National Intelligence and the FBI director, can certify that each individual is not a terrorist threat.
Why do you think this is needed, and why focus specifically on refugees who are either from or who have recently been to Iraq and Syria?
Well, this first came on my radar when the president announced he was going to bring 10,000 additional refugees into the country from Syria. So I started asking questions about, you know, do we have enough resources in place to vet these folks? And then we heard the FBI director testify before Congress, and he said that we can't properly do backgrounds on most Syrians. And that we can, his quote was, query until the cows come home and nothing will show up in our databases. That's when I realized we had a problem. You know, there's been a lot of fiery rhetoric on the left and the right about refugees. What I've tried to do with this legislation is recognizing that we are a compassionate country, that we have a heart for refugees. We don't want to end the refugee program. But as long as the FBI director is saying we can't do proper backgrounds, we want to put a process in place, a common sense process, so we can continue to do this.
I wonder, by having the FBI director sign off individually on each refugee coming to the United States, is that in essence not just pausing the program, but ending it? Because it would be too intensive and, frankly, it may be just impractical.
Well, I think the effect on the process is folks are still going to be applying. You're still going to start the application. But what's missing, according to the FBI director, is you can't go do a background check on someone because you can't go talk to their neighbors if the block's been bombed out. You can't talk to their employer or previous employers if those businesses don't exist. And so for a lot of these folks, we aren't able to do a proper background on them through this process. And so for some of these folks, the effect is they may not ever be able to become refugees and be admitted. But, you know, there's different thresholds for different people. If you're talking about a 7-year-old girl, I think the threshold for her is a little lower than a military-age male. But at the end of the day, if you've got military-age males and we can't with any certainty determine who they are and verify with a third party in any way, then no, we shouldn't allow them into this country, and they may never be able to take part in this process. And frankly, at the end of the day, our job is to keep the American people safe, and I'm okay with that.
Another argument against your bill has been that this is really just a comparison of refugees coming to the United States and refugees, frankly, flooding Europe. And that process is very different. There aren't, you know, massive waves of people crossing the Atlantic in rickety boats the way they are crossing the Mediterranean to get to Greece, say. Is this bill really needed, since as of right now, President Obama has said as many as 10,000 more refugees, but there are nowhere near that number of Syrian or Iraqi refugees in the United States?
Well, I think it's needed for a couple of reasons. We received a letter from the Director of National Intelligence the Monday after the House bill passed, saying that there are numerous affiliates of ISIS who we've caught attempting to come in the United States through the refugee process. So we know that ISIS is true to their word when they said they were going to try and exploit this process. Just a few weeks ago, we arrested two Iraqi refugees who came through the full vetting process. One in Sacramento, one in Houston, were arrested for participating in terrorist activities.
Now, obviously, the vetting process is not perfect, but the fact that you got a letter stating that a number of ISIS affiliates or would-be terrorists were stopped, the vetting did catch them, Doesn't that work against your argument a bit?
No, because, you know, we have to be right 100% of the time. You know, I just think because the danger is too great and we've got to be right 100% of the time that when you've got these vulnerabilities that common sense tells you and we've got empirical evidence of it, I think it warrants us taking this extra precaution.
Congressman Richard Hudson. President Barack Obama pledged to veto the bill days after it was first introduced. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.